Mornings with Alice Cooper. This Day in Rock is coming up next. But first, more music.
This Day in Rock is brought to you by Indeed.com. Indeed helps businesses hire great people fast. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This Day in Rock, 53 years ago today, May 20th, 1968. Following their return from India, the Beatles met at George Harrison's home in Esher, Surrey, and taped 23 new songs. Many of those would find their way to the White Album and Abbey Road, including Cry Baby Cry. So many great songs on the White Album and the Abbey Road album. And it seemed to me like the Beatles were just writing their best stuff. They were just having so much fun. You could tell on the White Album that they were really having fun on that album. Here's a George solo thing called Wah Wah, George Harrison.
We'll be right back.
radio host with a soft, creamy center. It's an oh-so-sweet taste sensation on Nights with Alice Cooper.
Something new. You put on naked, but you did, but you did, but you did. And I thank you. You did not to make it like you did, but you did, but you did. And I thank you. All my life I've been shortchanged. Without your love, baby, it's a crying shame.
That was ZZ Top, whose documentary last year was pretty great, of course. The Bee Gees documentary was awesome as well. Plus, of course, all the true crime serial killer shows that are out there these days. I watch The First 48 all the time. I get addicted to that show. The formula for the show gets me every time. I sit and watch it and watch it and watch it. And when they track the guys down, interview them, interrogate them, it's pretty interesting. Tell me your favorite true horror story at Alice at Nights with AliceCooper.com. By the way, a little review here. If you haven't seen The Nevers, very interesting show, The Nevers. You're listening to Nights with Alice Cooper, and I specialize in writing horror stories, except I call them songs.
Always the coolest ghoul at school. Now he's here at night. He's Nights with Alice Cooper.
Hi, break time?
I know you.
I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. It seems like you take care of yourself.
I do. I play tennis. I try to eat well.
What about screening for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. Colon cancer is more treatable when it's caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and is used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit requestcologuard.com.
I'm on it.
Excellent.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's under.
If you're driving less these days, I've got good news and bad news. Good news, you're saving on gas. Bad news, a vehicle that sits may develop issues. Good news, the all-in spring event has you covered. Come in and get a free upgrade to semi-synthetic engine oil with the purchase of our Peace of Mind maintenance service, starting from only $84.95. And when you buy three tires, you get the fourth one free. See your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer for details. We built it. We know it.
But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
So you see, son, good manners are important. Should I go through it again?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open, don't speak with your mouth full, keep your elbows off the table. Share your things, play nice, and generally treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier. And it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
I'm a retired school psychologist, and helping people was my thing. After my stroke, when Meals on Wheels started, I was on the other end of the stick, so to speak. My name is Julius Gaines, creative writer, poet, photographer.
six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
At the YMCA, people are the foundation of who we are and who we have been for nearly 170 years. You are our family, our friends, our neighbors who work alongside us every day to strengthen our communities for brighter days ahead. You are the Y. And even though the Y may look a little different right now, we are still with you as we always have been. We are with your children, helping them adjust to a new normal. We are with your family, helping to keep them nourished. And we are with you, helping you stay healthy in spirit, mind, and body. While the world may seem uncertain, know that our commitment to you remains as strong as ever. So stay with us. Stay connected with your why. Stay connected with your community. Stay connected with each other. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Forget about reality television. We've got your reality radio right here. You've got bad accents, good music, and trivia that will make you 7.9% smarter. It's radio without a script, warts and all. And the man who brings it to you doesn't hide behind makeup. Oh, wait. Yes, he does. It's the one and only Alice Cooper.
This is Alice Cooper, the man who makes your night bearable. It's either this or swallowing a bottle of Ambien and waking up a month later encrusted in drool and nightmares. You know, Shep, my manager, said that he took Ambien a few times on the road, and he woke up the next morning and realized that he had gone into the minibar and eaten everything and then went back to bed and didn't remember any of it. And I kept thinking, if you're on the 28th floor of a hotel and you have a balcony, Ambien's a bad idea. You might walk off the end of your balcony and never even remember. Well, you wouldn't remember it. That's for sure. Anyway, I got some trivia coming up in just a few on Rat. But first, let's start off the hour with Heart. Heart of a Rat.
Feel the fortune, deal me You're listening to a man who's killed himself more times than any other DJ.
Highway run into the midnight sun. Wheels go round and round on my mind. Restless hearts sleep alone tonight. They say that the road ain't no place to start a family. Right down the line, it's been you and me. Love and a music man ain't always what it's supposed to be. Oh, girl, just stay on by me. I'm for
This is Allison. I got your rock trivia coming up right after this. That was Pink Floyd. Here's some trivia for you. On Another Brick in the Wall, what did the kids' chorus receive for their vocals on the famous song? The children of Islington School received tickets to a Pink Floyd concert, an album, and a single. The school itself received a payment of £1,000. Okay, that's £1,000 of money. I don't know how much money weighs, but that's probably a lot of money. Okay, up next, more rock stuff and nonsense, as I just showed you. So stick around.
Hey, Alice needs a little bathroom break once in a while.
He ain't getting any younger.
Why don't you give the kid a break?
Nights with Alice Cooper will rock on right after this.
I need these boxes in bin 7. Oh, hello? Hi, I just wanted to call in and find out when next...
Whitney's warehouse foreman just retired, and the replacement needs to move to fulfillment.
Hold on. Guys, can we get the dock cleared now?
Indeed can help her hire the people she needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
So I heard from my sister's friend's cousin that Kohl's has the lowest prices of the season and had to see for myself. For real, the deals are so good. I got my kids' summer tees for $5.99, a cute swimsuit for myself for $17.99, and a shark vacuum for $199.99, which will be great after sandy beach days. I got Kohl's cash too, and I got it all in less than an hour with free store pickup. So yeah, summer, I'm ready for you. Select styles ends May 23rd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. And they all have one thing in common. Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard, that's optional. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Okay, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. So mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole or you have to start all over. Socks go on first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops, the rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier, and it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. Look for FAST. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911 immediately. Know the sudden signs. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother. We can do this together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What?
Oh my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't. Oh man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hope you're back from the bathroom, because if you're not, Alice knows where you live, and here he is.
That's right, I'm Alice Cooper, giving you rock and roll and true lies. I hope you appreciate it. I mean, the truth is just so overrated. So here's a statement that may or may not be true. Foreigner.
Come down. You wanna live.
Quarantine with Nights with Alice Cooper. It's safe, but not sane.
That was Poison, who are heading out on the road with Motley Crue. Yes, the same Motley Crue who signed a legal contract saying they'd never tour again. And I said it 100 times during press conferences, and then they went, we're going to tour again. I was on their fake last ever tour. It was fun. We had a great time. Anyways, it's break time, but stick around because I'll check my email right after this, and they might be your weird words, Mr. Jimmy Z.
Nights with Alice Cooper will be back in two shakes of a lamb's tail with a side of mint jelly.